A task force is proposing the state take over full funding of social service programs, relieving the counties of their responsibility for paying that bill. But some members of a legislative interim committee question whether the state can afford to do it during a time of low oil and crop prices. Supporters call it true property tax relief and reform. The counties would no longer have the option to fund those programs from property taxes. However, Republican State Representative Mark Dosh, a member of the committee, says he doesn't think the state's current methods of buying down local property tax, which includes a 12% buy-down fund and increased funding of K-12 education, can be sustained in the current economic climate.
I've looked at the numbers, and I don't believe that is going to be sustainable in the next two bienniums. And now the state is looking at moving this, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise. The bottom line is there's going to be another $150 million of property tax relief dumped on the state. And I don't know where the money's going to come from, quite honestly. I think Christmas is over, and I'm not sure if we're realizing that yet or not.
Governor Dalrymple likes the idea of having the state pay for those services.
You know, these programs have really changed over the years, and the populations that are being served have changed over the years. And it's a very valid policy question whether a homeowner or a farmer or a commercial building owner should be the ones responsible for these programs.
North Dakota Association of Counties Assistant Director Terry Trainer says this is true property tax relief.
If we can look at the funding of social services by the state, removal of those costs from the property tax base, I think that's a very logical way to approach property tax relief over the long term, because I think it's sustainable as well as it's true reform.
The committee will make a recommendation to the 2015 legislative session. Governor Dalrymple says he'll have the benefit of not only the winter revenue forecast, which could be released by the end of this month, he'll have an updated forecast this summer to work from when he prepares his final executive budget proposal. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.